It's coming up to midnight, and in one hand I have a 3/4 eaten apple, and in the other hand I have an iPhone, and in a third hand I have the dog's lead. So I'm kind of pretty full, and it's wet, and it's blowing, and it's kind of exciting weather, you would say. And I'm well covered up on the top part, and my trousers will get very, very wet if it really does pour. So, good evening. This is another walking the dog. And it's a little hard to concentrate, I must say. I've just been sitting watching TV, and I badly need a little refreshment. That's why I brought an apple. Now, I know this will be noisy in the background because of the wind. And there'll be nobody else out tonight. I can see droplets of water sparkling on the trees under the street lamps. And I can't see anybody else. Or anything else except the normal things. In fact, I could see lots if I only looked instead of talked. I remember once going to on a meditative walk in the countryside. A group of us with a guy who was a very thoughtful individual. And he started off taking us on the walk. And the first thing he said was, feel the ground under your feet. And it is a good thing to feel. It's different than what I was used to. I was not used to feeling the ground solidly under my feet. And he then said, notice notice your normal level of your eyes. Notice where you're looking. And everything all started to become very, very alive, and attention was fully focused on the here and now, as opposed to being anywhere else. And as I speak to you, the here and now involves a dog burrowing and peeing into grass. And I'm stoically waiting for him to finish his digging and rooting before moving on. Stoics, yes, the Stoics. Who were they? Were they some sort of Greek people who were rooted to a spot? I don't think they were the crowd who were up on top of pillars. Oh, my goodness. The things... do you ever find that you've forgotten an awful lot more than you've ever known, than you know now? Well, anyway, I once knew some Greek philosophers, but they were no good at drinking, so I just quickly moved on from their company. Ah, come on, Rocky. No, I'm in a bit of a humour. The dog is pulling me backwards, and because I've got the very last bit of the apple in the same hand as I've got the dog's lead, I'm really not being very authoritative in relation to him. So he's getting his own way. And that's probably actually bad for him. Those of you who know more about dogs than me, second time this week I think I've used that phrase, will know that one has to have a firm grip on the situation when it comes to having a dog. One needs to be the leader, and that's what gives the dog confidence in you and makes the dog feel secure and able to try things, and then enables the dog to settle down and realise that there's no point in trying things because you're the boss. So now I've got rid of the apple, and you can probably hear it in my voice. I can certainly feel it in my step that I'm now the boss. I've resumed my position instead of being rather fey and wan and ineffectual as I was two, 3 minutes ago. I'm now on top of my game and walking briskly, leading the way. actually does take a bit of an effort to lead the way with this dog because he's young and he is given to liking to moving faster than me when he's not being stubborn. In other words, when he's not going left, he's going right, or something like that. So, once again, we approach the wall. This is a bit like the Wall of China, as far as I'm concerned, or the wall, the Wailing Wall, or is it really the what other walls can I talk about? Oh yes, the wall, the Berlin Wall. Yes, it's one of these walls anyway. Walls are important. I'm thinking now of the importance that walls have had in the development of civilization. You know, once people started to draw and paint on the walls of caves, had they acquired it? Were they moving on to a different stage? And once people began to put walls around fields, were they moving to yet another stage? And then when people put walls around their houses, were they moving to another stage? Walls, boundaries. Yeah, we all have our own walls, don't we? Don't we? Yes, I certainly have walls around my mind. Can't pretend to be a wallless mind. I got some firm boundaries here. Of course, they have in the past, and hopefully they will never again. The walls have come tumbling down like good old Jericho under the pressure. Maybe that's something now. Maybe it'd be possible to take the Bible apart in terms of what it all means, in terms of its symbolism. You know, I think humans tell and retell, you know, a limited number of stories over and over again in many different uniforms. And people blowing trumpets and the walls of Jericho coming tumbling down could well have a lot to do with the stress management and stress and collapsing under the pressure when it gets too great. Yeah, I wonder about that. What about Jonah in the whale then? What's that about in terms of its symbolic importance in telling a story, which is one of the key stories in that mark out our humanity? Jonah in the belly of the whale. I think he was in a little boat and got swallowed, I think, you see, so might have something to do with being just swallowed up in the great morass of life, and only when he came out or was released from that kind of prison or that kind of walls internally and looked around and couldn't figure out what was going on. In fact, to be truthful, I forget what Jonah did as soon as he came out of the whale. Now, back to the dog. The dog is elegantly walking along as if there was no wind and as if there wasn't really any rain. And I don't want to exaggerate the fury of the elements, but it was a lot calmer last night, and we had a lot of rain today. Yep, here in Ireland there was a lot of rain. I wonder how the people in Los Angeles are doing. You know, I've Occupy Los Angeles. I've been thinking about you today. Not that any of you over there are going to be listening to Walking the Dog, but just to let you know, I've been thinking about you anyway. Some of my neighbours here have good and impressive rocks in their front garden. Substantial pieces of stone which were dug up by the builders, and we're on the blasted heath again. They were dug up by the builders, and given as gifts to some of the houses. So they form a quite impressive bits of stone around which things have grown. And I must say I'm very partial to a bit of stone. Funny how themes emerge behind your back. Tonight seems to be all about rocks and stones and walls and caves and stuff like that. Oh, there's a dog. You won't be able to hear it because it's too far away, but in the distance I hear a hound howl. Oh yes, the hound of the Baskervilles, eh? Isn't Sherlock Holmes terrific? Isn't he a great old storyteller? Oh yes, nothing like the old Conan Doyle stories, eh? And then I immediately think of Enid Blyton, Five Findouters and Dog or something like that. Anyway, look, here we are, we're back at the house, we've done our little walk, it's a nightly walk over. I'd like to thank you for listening if you got to this far, and thank you very much. Have a very good time. Bye-bye.